الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're back with another brand new episode of our program, The World of Angels, in which we try to bring new information every single time regarding angels before you, so we can get a gist of the excellence and greatness of Malaika, of the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. The powers, the authorities, the tasks, the names of the angels, and all these aspects we try to bring before you, so we can get educated and increase our knowledge in regards to this beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know as angels. Today again, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be talking about different aspects of different angels, what virtues they hold, what excellences they hold, what powers they hold. InshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be talking about different angels together in today's episode. Please stay with us until the end of today's episode. InshaAllah azza wa jal, our knowledge will increase immensely in relation to angels. Before we go on of our today's topic, let's listen to the excellence of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif that Hazrat Sayyiduna Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that inna ad-du'a mawqufun bayna as-sama'i wal-ardi la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalliya 'ala nabiyyika, meaning that the supplication, the du'a, remains suspended between the earth and the heavens and nothing ascends from it until you recite durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So whenever, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for anything in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall ensure that we send peace and salutations, we send durood, we recite durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hold immense dignity and immense powers. Today, at the start of today's episode, let's hear about another angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is extremely dignified and holds a very prominent rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this angel with enormous powers and strength. Now, how much power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, try to get a gist of it through this very narration. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the arsh is made of red rubies. When one angel amongst the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at it, looks at the arsh, then he finds it to be extremely dignified, highly dignified. He finds it to be extremely marvelous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation, a wahi upon that very angel and said that I have placed the strength of 70,000 angels inside you. So this one angel possesses the strength of 70,000 angels. And Allah Almighty further says that such angels, that every single one of them would possess 70,000 wings. So you can imagine what great strength Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this very angel with. So Allah Almighty further says that, so ascend towards my arsh with the great strength of yours. So after mentioning the strength that Allah Almighty has blessed this angel with, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this angel, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this very angel to ascend towards the arsh of Allah Almighty, the same arsh upon looking at which this very angel found it to be extremely glorious and marvelous and dignified. So after that, Allah Almighty commanded him to fly, to ascend towards the arsh of Allah Almighty. So it is stated that this angel kept flying with full strength, with all his wings. Now keep in mind the power that he possesses. Keep in mind that the power he would have in his wings. So he keeps flying with all his force, using all his wings. He flew as much as Allah Almighty willed. When he stopped flying, he realized that he was at the same very place where he started from and could not succeed in the fulfillment of his purpose. Despite flying with all his strength, all the strength that Allah Almighty had given him, when he flew, he still could not reach Arsh. And he realized that he's at the same very place where he initially was. And he felt, instead, he felt as if he did not even take off from his initial place. So this is the glory of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also an amazing excellence of this very angel who's been blessed with so much power. But on the other hand, when he found the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be so marvelous, so glorified, then Allah Almighty commanded him to fly to the Arsh, but despite all his powers, all his strength, he still could not fly to the Arsh, he still could not reach the Arsh. This is the glory, the majesty of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the excellence which has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this very angel. A similar kind of narration is also found in Tafsir Qurtubi, where it is further stated that after the angel gave up, after he could not reach the Arsh, and it felt to him as if he didn't even take off, after he gave up, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with further 70,000 wings of angels and blessed him with the similar amount of strength and power. So Allah Almighty is giving him more powers, more power of wings and more powers of angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instilling more strength into this angel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to fly now. Then that very angel flew again, and he again got tired and testified the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Testified the glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this very narration, it is beautifully depicted that how great is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a highly ranked angel who's been blessed with so much power and strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he could not reach Arsh after using all his strength. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's hear about another amazing angel who's been given again great powers by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the excellences which he possesses, the excellences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with, that would leave a lot of people would be surprised to hear about the excellences that this very angel contains and the powers that have been given to this very angel. Sayyidina Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala states that I've received this news that in the skies there's an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this very angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100,000 heads. So Allah Almighty gave him 100,000 heads, and every head contains 100,000 mouths. Just imagine that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this very angel, 100,000 heads, and every head containing 100,000 mouths. And every mouth, out of those 100,000 mouths, every mouth contains 100,000 tongues. And he proclaims the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every single tongue in a different dialect and a different way. So Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala states, that this angel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, have you created any other creation that proclaims your tasbih more than me? Now imagine how much tasbih this very angel is performing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much he is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he has 100,000 heads and every head contains 100,000 mouths. And every mouth contains 100,000 tongues. And from every single tongue, this very angel is doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different dialect and in a different way. Now after all this, this angel is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is there any other creation of yours that is doing your tasbih more than me? Now, listen to the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, yes, there is one servant of mine on the earth who surpasses you in the matter of proclaiming my tasbih. Allahu Akbar. Despite all these glories and excellences of this very angel, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is one servant of mine on the earth, one individual, one man on the earth who surpasses you, who excels you in performing my tasbih. Now this very angel, he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah Almighty, will you permit me, will you give me the permission to go in the service of this very person who proclaims, who surpasses me in proclaiming your tasbih? Would you give me permission so I could go in his court? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, yes, you have the permission. So the angel came in the court of that person and started looking upon the tasbih of that person. Because of course this angel, after all the tasbih he does, you can imagine the amount of curiosity he would have, that who is this individual who surpasses me in proclaiming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I have 100,000 heads and for every single head I have 100,000 mouths and for every mouth I have 100,000 tongues. And after I am proclaiming the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different dialect, in different way, through every single tongue, of every single mouth, of every single head. Despite all this, who is this person who surpasses me in doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he goes in the court of that person. And what was that person proclaiming? Let's hear to that. That person was proclaiming that, I recite subhanallah in such number that is recited by those who perform the tasbih of Allah Almighty from the beginning of the time to the end of times. Then I recite alhamdulillah twice to the number recited by those who perform the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, I recite twice as much la ilaha illallah to the number of those who have said his tahleel, meaning la ilaha illallah, from the beginning of the time to the end of time. And I recite Allahu Akbar to the same number as to which the people who mention his greatness, meaning mention the greatness of Allah Almighty, since the beginning of the time to the end of the time. And similarly, I recite La hawla wa la quwwata to the number of those people who proclaim his nobility since the beginning of the time to the end of the time. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that there was this one individual, one person who surpassed this amazing and great angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing the tasbih of Allah Almighty. And we've just heard also that what was the tasbih of this very individual. So learning from this very beautiful narration, we shall also try to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can in the most beautiful manners. We shall try our utmost to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through performing his tasbih, through glorifying him, so malaika could also be envious of us. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know from this narration again that human beings can also surpass the angels. We should also set this as our goal, as a milestone for ourselves as well. And we shall also strive immensely in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain this very milestone. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala says that 8 angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that out of those 8 angels, 4 of them are in the east and 4 of them are in the west. When the evening falls upon those ones in the east, then one out of them says, "Oh, the one running away from piety, come towards piety." And one angel out of the ones that are in the west, he says that, "Oh, the one inclining towards sins, abstain from sins." When one third of the night passes, then another angel among the ones in the east says, "Oh Allah, grant people such faith which helps them even after their death," i.e. sadaqah, etc. And one angel amongst those in the west, he says that, "Give him such wealth which remains with him, but of no use." When two-thirds of the night passes, then the third angel amongst the 4 angels in the east says, "Subhanal Malikul Quddus." And the one in the west also says, "Subhanal Malikul Quddus." Moreover, the 4th one has the trumpet placed in his mouth and is waiting that when the command will be issued for the trumpet to be blown. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, has stated that there is a place on the 7th sky that is called Haziratul Quds. There are a lot of angels over there who are called the Ruhaniyun. So we come to know that there is a specific place on the 7th sky that is called Haziratul Quds. And there are a lot of angels over there, and those specific angels who are present on Haziratul Quds are called Ruhaniyun. When Laylatul Qadr arrives, then they seek permission from Allah Almighty to descend on the earth. These Ruhaniyun angels who are on Haziratul Quds, on the 7th sky, on the Laylatul Qadr, they seek permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend on the earth. When they are granted the permission, then they pass only by such masajid in which salah is being offered. And they do not welcome anyone on the way, but supplicate for their well-being. So those people in masajid and those who they meet on the way are given the blessings of these angels. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that Laylatul Qadr is a very sacred night. So we shall also spend this night in a masjid so we can also gain the blessings of these Ruhaniyun angels. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Da'wat-e-Islami also conducts a beautiful sunnah inspiring ijtima on the event of Laylatul Qadr. And there's also a sunnah inspiring itikaf that is held within the last 10 days of Ramadanul Kareem. And also at some places, the itikaf of the entire month of Ramadan is also held. So we shall try our utmost, if we can, to sit in the itikaf for the entire month of Ramadan in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And if we cannot do that, then at least for the 10 days, last Ashara, the last 10 days of Ramadan, we shall spend in the itikaf organized by Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will not only spend this time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we will also be learning, acquiring the knowledge of Islam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, also we will be gaining the blessings of these Ruhaniyun angels. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are another type of angels that are called Qurubiyun. This is another category of angels, another group of angels that are named Qurubiyun. The state of greatness of their bodies is such that Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that there are some angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are qurubiyun. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carries on to say, the distance between their earlobe and collarbone is the 500 years traveling of a fast flying bird. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that how greatly these Qurubiyun angels have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great they are, that the distance between their earlobe to collarbone, only this small area, is the distance that a fast flying bird would cover in 500 years. Now among these Qurubiyun is the name actually given to those angels that have the rank of being leaders, the leaders of the angels. And among these Qurubiyun are Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wa salam, and Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam. They are also known as the Muqarrab angels. So we've come to know that these Muqarrab angels are also known as Qurubiyun angels, who are the leaders of angels. And in our previous episodes, we covered in quite detail that who Muqarrab angels are. They are those who hold the most proximity, closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, let's talk about another angel. Imam Suhaili rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hasan Muqari rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Sijil is the name of an angel who is on the third sky. Records of all human beings are registered to him, meaning all the angels and kiraman katibin, they collect all the records of the human beings and they submit all those records to him, meaning to Sayyidina Sijil alayhi salam. And kiraman katibin, those angels who are appointed over us, who write our good and bad deeds, they present themselves in the court of Sayyidina Sijil alayhi salatu wasalam on Thursday and Monday. Now there's another angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's appointed over the graves. Pay attention to this, as we all will be lowered down in our graves one day. Now this very angel, what does he do? Let's hear about this. When a deceased is lowered in his grave and soil is placed, leveled on his grave, then people turn around and they return back. Then this very angel who's appointed on the grave, he takes a handful of the soil from the grave and throws at the necks of those who are leaving. Just imagine that the person has been laid down in his grave. The soil has been placed back on his grave. Now the person, people are leaving. We would have also left many a times the graveyard after burying our loved ones or after participating in a funeral. So when people, they leave the graveyard, they return back, then this very angel, he takes a handful of the soil of the grave and throws at the neck of the people. And he says that return back towards your world and forget your deceased ones. I.e. after burying a deceased, the person returns back but gets lost in this world. He forgets about the death of the deceased. He does not learn a lesson from it. He does not take heed from it. And this is something for us to think about. This is something for us to learn from. That when we go to a funeral, when we go to the graveyard and when we see the graves or when we lower someone in the graves, what exactly do we learn from it? Or we just lower him in the grave, return, and then we forget about everything. This is our state. Whereas when we go to the graveyard, when we lower someone in the graves, we shall ponder upon the fact that this will also be happening to us one day. We will also have to be lowered in our graves. Keeping these thoughts in our minds, we shall try to better our hereafter. Take a heed from the people who are being buried in the graveyards and learn from it. And try to make efforts, try to strive to make our hereafter better, rather than forgetting everything and leaving everything in heedlessness. Hazrat Sayyiduna Usaid bin Huzair radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that I came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I recited Surah Kaf last night. Then something came and covered my face. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, that was Sakinat alaihi salam, who came to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sakinat alaihi salam is also name of another angel. So in this case, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned that it was Sakinat alaihi salam who came to listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is why we shall clean our mouths before reciting the Holy Quran and try to recite the Holy Quran in a beautiful manner, in a melodious voice, because the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And if we have any foul smell in our breath, then this tortures, this is very painful for the angels who come to listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. So how fortunate are those who recite the Holy Quran, that angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to listen to their recitation. But unfortunately, our state is such that we can't even recite the Holy Quran properly, even after looking at it. But we shouldn't lose hope from it, because your Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, is also helping you in this regard as well. We have Madrasatul Madina Balighan, where you can go and learn how to recite the Holy Quran, or you can also learn the Holy Quran from the comfort of your homes now by registering, enrolling yourself in Madrasatul Madina online, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. You will be taught one-to-one on how to recite the Holy Quran through Madrasatul Madina online. Whatever time of the day suits you, you can enroll yourself for it. And one Qari Sahib will be allocated for you, who will teach you how to recite the Holy Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall all make the efforts of learning how to recite the Holy Quran as much as we can to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've covered different angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the glory and excellences and what great attributes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. InshaAllah, in our next episode, we will cover different aspects of different malaika. Until then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.